The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about predator hunting flashlights, specifically what you want to use for hunting coyotes, foxes, bobcats, and other similar game at night. Now, some of this depends on what part of the country that you live in. There could be some slightly different ideas and directions and things you might do if you're, you know, say in the Midwest or areas that you've got slightly different populations and things going on. But what we're going to talk about today is pretty universal to most of the country and most of the game that's out there. So how do you hunt predators at night? Well, we've talked about how you do it. What kind of flashlight power do you use? When I was first getting started in this, there was a lot of people that were talking about or using white flashlights, just regular old flashlights, kind of like they were spotting deer. And I don't know that anybody that was using that ever actually got a predator using that strategy. And maybe it's happened. I can't recall. Even one time though. But the thing about it is you can't use white light. They can see white light better than we can. You want to use red light, specifically red LEDs. For whatever reason, predators, there's a combination of things that's going on. I'm going to describe it as best as I can. One, the way that their eyes work and the different wavelengths that they see, similar to deer in how they don't see orange, but they do not see things in the wavelength of red. Green light is popular to use for different things. That works a little better maybe for hog hunting. Predators can see green light a little better than they can red light. Nowhere near as well as, say, a white light. So green light is viable. If you have a green light, you can use that. But I would never recommend that anybody go and buy a green light. If you're going to buy something, always get the red. The red is 100% what you want to use. So because of the way their eyes work and the different cones and light receptors and all the science that I didn't want to do a podcast on, they can't see red well. Now they can see that there's something there, but it doesn't alarm them. They will run straight into a red light. It does not faze them. It doesn't, for whatever reason, it just has no effect on them, 98% of the time, which is why you can use it. So what you want is a red flashlight. Now there's two ways of doing this. One, you take a regular flashlight and you put a red filter on it. Does that work? Sort of. Yes and no. What's going to happen when you put a filter over a white light is you're going to cut out like 50 to 80% of your brightness and your distance. It's just going to filter that light right out, and you're going to have a lot less light and a lot less distance, and you're just not going to have the same effectiveness. Will the light, in terms of the coyotes and the bobcats and the foxes, Or are they going to not see that light? That'll work in terms of them not paying attention to it, but it's not going to be real efficient or real effective. Say you got a flashlight that'll shine 300 yards. Well, you might only get 100 out of it once you put a red filter on it. And that 100 may not be, you know, anything to write home about either. So what you want, hands down, is you want a flashlight with a red LED and one that is built for this purpose. There are no multi-purpose predator, or there are no multi-purpose flashlights that also have a red something that you can throw on that is going to be ideal for this situation. If you have something like that, you can use that to get started. I would never recommend that somebody who's never done this kind of hunting before just go out and spend all this money when they have something that, even if it's not great, it's okay, and they can use that to get their feet wet and see if they like it. So if you've got something, don't be discouraged. That just means you've got a place to get started without spending any money. And if you decide you really like this and you want to get more into it, then that expenditure will be justified. So you want to have a red LED, and you want something that'll give you several hundred yards worth of light. I'm going to recommend 500 yards or more. And there's reasons for that. Now you're like, well, I could never shoot 500 yards. Well, some people can, but you probably won't. Most will never shoot a predator, you know, something the size of a coyote from 500 yards at night. It's unlikely. But you might call them in from a field that's 500 yards long, and you want to see them as they come in from a distance. The other side is that's 500 yards when you've dialed that in, you've turned the head, you focus the beam as tight as it'll get to where, you know, at 10 yards, it's the size of a bottle cap, but it's super focused. And at 500, then you've got, you know, a decent beam. What you want is you want to have more light than you need. So you want to be able to dial it back a little bit so you get a wider throw at 500 yards than just as focused as it can be. Because what you're going to have to do then, as you scan the field with a really focused beam, you're only going to be over each part of the field for a split second. So the wider the beam, the more area you can cover at once, the more light you can keep out there, and the more you could pick up a predator's eyes if they're coming in. So if you've got a light that'll go 500 yards, and then you can adjust it so it spreads the beam out to be a little bit more of a fill or a floodlight, then at 300 yards, which is, you know, predator hunting distance, you will have a light that works. So what people don't realize is that light, it's rated at 500 yards. What that means is that you can see something at 500 yards. It doesn't mean that it's going to be bright, that you're going to be able to tell what you're looking at. A lot of times these lights, what they're rated at, is that's just enough to see the glinter in the eyes of the predator. You're not even going to see its shape at that distance with the amount of light that's going to be there. So you have to think about it in terms of, this is not going to be bright at 500 yards. It just means there's going to be some light reaching there, which may or may not be helpful. It might only really be effective at 300 yards or 400 yards in terms of being able to see something. So you want to have more distance and that rating than you think you're going to need. So 500 yards is good. Like I said, LED, and then you want to have it so you can adjust the beam. So it can go from flood to focused with with just turning the housing there or pulling it in or out or whatever that particular brand has. Some have a dial, and you can dial that in or dial it back, because you want to be able to have that flexibility, especially if something gets close. Ideally, you're slowly dialing it back the closer that they get, so they're not walking into this laser beam of light that maybe could, you know, alert them. So you can just go from focus to flood the closer that they get, or you can use something in between focus and flood for a wider area. Now, what you want is, this is in an ideal world, you want to have a red LED that you can change out for different colors of light. So you have your LED focused 500 yard capable beam, and then you want to take that light out and you want to be able to put in a white light so you can have a regular flashlight with that same power and brightness. Like, well, George, I thought you just said that you don't hunt with a white light. Exactly. But once you shoot the coyote, you might need to track it. And you might need to track it a few hundred yards through a field or through the woods, and you're going to need some serious light looking for blood, looking for where where the animal fell. You're going to need to be able to see, and red light is not great for humans. It's not good for search and rescue. It's not good for tracking. It's good to be able to see something and not alert the animal, but still put enough light on it to be able to take a shot. So you want to be able to convert that so you don't have to carry two giant flashlights with you into the woods. Now, if you have another giant flashlight that's in white, that's high power and awesome, okay, well, then you don't need that functionality. But if you're going to buy something, you might as well get the best thing that you want. They also make UV bulbs, which are ultraviolet. And that works really well for tracking. Not so great for seeing, but really well for tracking. And so you could always pull out your red bulb and you could put in a UV bulb. And you could even carry that around in your backpack if you're going deer hunting and you down something, you could pull out your UV flashlight. You've just got it set up for that, for tracking in the woods after dark. And that could really be an aid to you because it can make blood almost glow wherever it is. And, you know, blood at night, even with a flashlight, it's hard to see. But if it's glowing, you have an advantage. And then, of course, you have your green bulbs, which, as I said, work pretty well for hunting hogs and things of that nature. Not as great for predators, although you could use one if you have it. But if you're going to buy something, I wouldn't buy that for predators. But it's nice to have that extra bulb in your collection in case you want to go hog hunting someday, whether it's in your state or somewhere else. You say, hey, we're going to go night hunting for hogs. Hey, I've got a green LED that'll work perfect for that. What's nice about green is you can see a little bit more, and I think you get a little better effect in the scope looking at it, you know, hunting something like that. So that can be a little better for hunting something like hogs at night. Now, which brand, what type of flashlight should you buy?
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
I recommend you guys go with Sniper Hog. Not H-O-G, but it's H-A-W-G. Sniper Hog. I guess maybe somebody had taken the other one, or that one just sounded cooler when they started the company. I got one of their lights years ago, and it is phenomenal. The craftsmanship, the simplicity, the longevity works perfect. It's bright, it's focused, it's powerful. It does everything that I've talked about today. It's just a stellar light. I get no kickbacks. I get no commission from Sniper Hog, but hey, if you guys are listening, I gladly take some. But in all honesty, it is a phenomenal light. There's a handful of other good brands out there. A handful. Not a dozen, a handful. When I was looking to buy lights, I did hours and hours and hours of research, and I compared everything I could find, ratings, reviews, lumens, candela, yards, housings, batteries, chargers, everything I could possibly find. And at that time when I did all the research, Sniper Hog was the best in terms of all the different criteria that I had put out there for a light. There have been some others that maybe have come up in the meantime that are, you know, high quality. I've seen some other lights that were just as good. But in terms of what can I vouch for that I've had for years and have personally used, Sniper Hog all the way. They have a couple different tiers of flashlights. They've got, I think it's their 66, and they've got a 50 and a 38 and a 20. And there's number or letters that go along with those. But basically, what you're getting when you get their different lights is the housing. The stick and the on-off switch, I believe for most of them, are the same or similar. But you're getting the bigger housing. And it's all in the housing. It's because the housing has the lens. It has the adjustability. It lets you go from flood to focus. And the lens is all the difference between a bright bulb that'll shine for 100 yards and just be a floodlight, and a super focused laser beam that'll go for 500 yards or more. The money is in the housing, the quality. It's just, it what puts it all together. Now, they've got all kinds of stuff. You can get lights that have kits that'll mount to the top of a rifle, to the scope. You have lights with kits that'll mount to a bow. And which light you want to get is kind of going to depend on how you want to use it. If you want to try solo hunting, you're going to need something that mounts to your rifle or to your bow so that you can have a flashlight on the target and be able to use a gun or a bow on that target. And if you want to do that, you're going to need one of the smaller versions, the lighter ones, just so it's manageable. So like the 66, which is the biggest one, probably not great to mount on top of a gun or on top of a bow. But what you could do is you could buy the big one, this which is the 66, and then you could also buy the housing for the 38, and then you could just swap them back and forth depending on what you want to use them for. The way I recommend you guys hunt is you got two people, one guy's holding the flashlight and running the call, and the other one has the rifle, and you guys can switch between sets or whatever you want to do. That way somebody can focus on that. They can divert all their attention to that light and getting it on them and keeping it on them while the person with the rifle is right waiting and able to take the shot and be completely focused and not have to worry about dialing it in or whatever. So that's my recommendation. And for that one, I would go with the big one. The prices are within like $5 and $10 of each other. It's not a big deal to go from the small to the big one. You're not paying a lot more for the big one. Their 66 model will throw red light, I think it's 700 and some yards. 700 yards. It'll throw white light over 1,000. Over 1,000 yards for white light, but it'll throw red 700 yards, which is phenomenal. There's not much out there that's going to throw light further than that. Now, people ask questions like, well, you know, how many lumens is it? Lumens is irrelevant in this conversation. Completely irrelevant. I used to think that way, that it was all about lumens. Lumens matter with white light short to mid-range. And I consider mid-range to be anything under 300 yards. Lumens really only matter in that situation. When you're talking about long range and you're talking about red light, lumens have nothing to do with the conversation. It's all about the lens. The power of the LED matters, but it's all about how focused you can throw it and the quality of your lens and the total overall situation. It really does. I don't even know how many lumens my light is, and I'm a lumens flashlight snob. I've got all kinds of lights. I know what they are. I love it. But when you come to red lights for predator hunting, irrelevant. I mean, it really means almost nothing. It's all about how far is it going to throw that light and how much light, how much visibility is it going to give you? How adjustable is it? So forth and so on. So, you know, I've seen ones that have way more lumens and, you know, at 300-400 yards, they're nothing because they don't have a good lens. They just have tin foil in the, you know, behind the glass there. So it's all about a good housing and a good lens. And that's where I think Sniper Hog has, they put in the effort. They've got the quality and they've got these, every light that you get is a package. Right. So, you know, depending on how much you want to spend, you can get different levels of the package. The full blown packages are $200. which sounds like a lot of money for a flashlight, but here's what you get. And I don't have a list in front of me. I'm just going from memory. You get the light, the housing, you get your red LED, you get a white LED, you also get a green LED, you get a battery charger with a rechargeable battery, you get the on-off switch for the tail cap, and I think you get, there's one or two other things that come with it. They've got different mounts, they've got bow mounts, they've got rifle mounts, they've got all kinds of stuff. But for that price, you're really getting the whole system. You're getting everything that you need. Car charger, home charger, all the different pieces that you need to make that flashlight work for anything. So if you want to use it as a white light, you literally just take out the housing, unscrew the LED, screw in whichever LED you want to use for that situation. Boom, you've got it. You're done. And on your way. So you've got a complete system there. You've got the batteries, you've got the charger, you've got the different lights. It's like you're getting three high-level flashlights all in one package, and you can just rotate them and swap them out. You can get the pieces to mount it to a gun or whatever, and you can also buy the different housings. For say you've got the big one, you want to get the 66, and say you want to get the small housing in case you want to attach it to a bow. You can do that. You don't need to buy another $200 package. I think it's $30 or $40 for the other housing. So you can really build out this system and have everything that you need and be able to just set up your flashlight for whatever you're going to do with it, as opposed to some of the higher end brands. And this is why I went with Sniper Hog than some of the other ones. I've seen $300, $400, $500 predator hunting flashlights. They've got different configurations. Some of them have more light. Some of them even had a little more distance, but there was no versatility. It was one thing. The bulb is built into it. You couldn't swap it out for other bulbs. Didn't come as a package system. It was just one thing for one purpose, and you're spending a lot more money. And in my opinion, you're not getting a lot more in terms of a red predator hunting flashlight. You were spending double and you were getting a little bit more. You know, you were getting 30% more for double the cost, but none of the versatility. So you couldn't use it with a white bulb. You couldn't use it with a green bulb. You couldn't use it with a UV bulb. It was just one thing. And Sniper Hog gave you this entire system for less money and same quality, in my opinion, and just the way to go. Like I said, there could be some other companies that have popped up. There could be some other lines from other companies that have popped up. I can't say that Sniper Hog is the best flashlight on the market, period. But it's the one that I've researched, found, and used for years. So that's what I'd recommend you guys go with if you're ready to take the step. You could go to like Gander Outdoors or whatever big box stores. Some of them have what they call, and I'm using air quotes here, predator hunting flashlights. And they have a red flash, or they have a regular flashlight, and it's like a $100 package. Regular flashlight with a piece of red plastic that you put over top of it. And there you go, predator hunting flashlight. And it's rated at a few hundred yards. And I would never recommend ever that you buy it, because it is just not going to do the job. I've never seen a real predator hunting flashlight in a big box store ever. Not once, not one that I would ever buy or ever recommend. They're always sort of in between things. They're stuff like that where you're putting a piece of plastic over it and you're losing 70% of your light power. You just, you know, for what you would buy in one of those stores for $100, you know, you might as well go get the real thing. So I hope that's helpful, guys. I'll put some links in the show notes at newhuntersguide.com to Sniper Hog and some of the pages that they have with information on their different lights and the different products and all that. So go ahead, check it out on the website, newhuntersguide.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you guys are listening to this show. If you've got questions or things that you want to see us talk about in future episodes, go ahead to the website and just drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, God bless, and go get them in the woods.
you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience. Brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Abyss Battery, Waypoint TV.